of the Hour News. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station, Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
And good morning. This is the morning news for today, Thursday, April 30th, 2020. I'm your presenter, Hassan Robinson. Here are the headlines. No amount of lies or ridiculing of the parliamentary opposition will change the fact that the needs of the people are clear and that the government needs to provide the people with their finances. In the regional, parties in the second chamber of the Dutch parliament are backing the decision of the kingdom government to provide liquidity support to Aruba, Curaçao and St. Martin, but they are concerned about the ability of the Dutch Caribbean countries to repay their Dutch loans. And on the international scene, the US economy suffered its most severe contraction in more than a decade in the first quarter of the year as the country introduced lockdowns to slow the spread of the coronavirus. The news is brought to you for the very kind compliments of Digicel. The details of these stories and more coming up next.
We know how important it is for you to stay connected with all that is happening. That's why Digicel gives you more ways to top up. You can add credits or bundles to your account online by visiting digiceldominica.com or downloading the My Digicel app. Stay safe and stay connected. Digicel.
Want more data and talk? Get more with Digicel. New LTE Go Plus prepaid plans for just $2 more. Upgrade to the 7-day bundle with 4.5 gigabytes and unlimited Digicel talk. Plus, get 400 minutes if you fail to call the other network. Want more? Enjoy free streaming of your favorite games on Sportsmax and live TV channels on Playco. Still want more? Then get more. More of
And we're back. No amount of lies or ridiculing of the parliamentary opposition will change the fact that the needs of the people are clear and that the government needs to provide the people with their finances. These are some of the statements of the leader of the United Workers' Party, Lennox Linton. Mr. Linton, speaking via telephone interview on QFM Radio, was addressing the ever more growing concern of the people as it relates to financial stimuluses at the time when it is most needed. The government of Dominica and the Dominica Social Security has collaborated to provide financial assistance to persons who may have lost their jobs or reduced hours of pay and work to the amount of $80 million, with an additional $9 from the government.
Release the money. Bring the money into the consolidated fund where the constitution says it belongs, where the rule of law says it belongs. And stop this business of trying to wait out Dominica. You know they're suffering. You know a number of people in Dominica are suffering and need. You're telling them now, go into their savings and make sure they finish their savings before they die. You heard that yesterday, huh?
I heard that. That's very interesting.
Make sure you pay the dues for the day because he's reluctant to use the money belongs to the people that he has under his control for the benefit of the people. And I hope the people of Dominica have their eyes wide open and they understand that this now requires the people to tell Mr. Kerry, listen, our money does not belong to you. This is a time when we need it more than ever and we are going to insist that we get it.
He then went on into facts as it relates to the Montreal management and their collaboration with the government and the directional flow away from the consolidated funds.
Mr. Scott has an arrangement running with Montreal Management Company that is just going on as though nothing happened, you know. They have no let or hindrance to what they're doing. They have not been asked to halt anything they're doing so that money is under their control or that they have been using for whatever can be redirected to the more important priority of fighting COVID. They're still going on. They have no issues with money, but the government has issues with money. And now they have an entity called Housing Dominica, which I see operating under the Citizenship by Investment Unit. In fact, what it is a front to Montreal Management Company and the CEO of Montreal Management Company that Kerry has used to partner with him in this diversion of significant sums of the people's money away from the people's consolidated fund, the Treasury of Dominica. You have to deal with this. And no amount of lies and misrepresentations and ridiculing of the parliamentary opposition is going to cut it. The needs of the people are clear. and Mrs. Kerry as the Prime Minister of Dominica must address the needs of the people with the monies that belong to the people of Dominica. That is all we are asking for, nothing more.
And that was leader of the United Workers Party, Lennox Linton. And the CEO of Wise QFM and International Marketing and Promotions Executive Sheridan Gregoire believes that adequate planning is needed now more than ever to ensure a sustainable future for the Dominican economy and its people. Gregoire is encouraging Dominica's current leaders to review the procedures and the policies which worked under the leadership of their predecessors to advance the Dominican economy and modernize these strategies to ensure that Dominica's economy thrives and becomes sustainable.
The imperative to plan now for a sustainable way forward for Dominica's economy in the wake or the aftermath of the COVID-19 and the hardships that many Dominicans may be facing during the pandemic and well beyond its aftermath. Go back and look at the things that we have traditionally done well in Dominica, like the old folks used to do, and to see how we can modernize them and make them into internationally competitive economic initiatives and viable industries.
And that was the CEO of Wise QFM and International Marketing and Promotions Executive, Sheridan Gregoire. And we have a Me and I egotocracy in Dominica, and a re-education of our people is needed now more than ever, says a prominent businessman and executive member of the Dominica Freedom Party, Michael Astafan. Astafan was speaking on the current socio-economic disposition of the country as it relates to the type of governance presently in place.
We have a me and I egotocracy in Dominica, where you talk about the social security and you hear him making say that I approved under what law. Okay, so you have a situation in Dominica where we must educate the people on what they need, okay, from a government. The central bank governor immediately recognized that people may lose their jobs. We may have to shut down. We may have to, you know, lay off people. And some businesses need money in to pay wages. As they get it, they don't have the reserves. And they immediately gave the bank a 4.5% reduction in the prime rate. Okay? Now, how is that going to be passed on to the consumer? So we need to educate the consumers.
He says that there must be strong protection for customers and the people. And if we don't have this, then we won't be resilient as we aim to be.
It's like you have a village council, you give them food to disperse in a disaster to the people, and the council has eaten out all the food and they don't give it to the people. Is that what's going on? How is that going to be passed on to the people? They are saying, party leader, that you can either pay the interest up front or we can add it to your principal. Adding it to your principal, the courts on two occasions ruled that is illegal. But if you approve it, they will do it. But do you know when you start paying interest, you will be paid on a higher principle and pay more? So we have a massive education that we must do. We must have a new dispensation. We must protect the consumer. We must be strong protectors of the consumer. The regulators have to be strong protectors of the market and the people. And I see, unless we do that, we will not be climate resilient, we will not be resilient.
And that was a prominent businessman and executive member of the Dominica Freedom Party, Michael Astafan. And having money set aside for emergencies is a key strategy that is implemented by almost every government. And the only issue for our government in Dominica is that the politics has saturated too many aspects of society, and as a result we seem to be where we are. This comes from the leader of the Dominica Freedom Party, Kent Vital. He says that honesty is something that is critical in good governance, but there seems to be a trend of corruption within our system.
So when you have money set aside, that is one of the chief strategies for ensuring that you can cope with those kinds of things. But the thing about our current governments, and Dominica is no exception there, is that our politics kills us. Every government wants to ensure that they can show the people the best possible, well, not in their mind, they can show the people that they are doing something, they are building the road, So it's easier to show the people a road than to put money in the bank and people see nothing. And we let that kind of politics stop us from doing the right thing. It happens right through the Caribbean. But it's especially true of corrupt governments like our government, who simply want to fool the people in. In addition to the normal political motivation, there's the corrupt motivation in a government like ours. But what we as Freedom Party will do, and what we need to be doing as statesmen, is selling the truth. We have to tell people, well, the government has put some money aside, and that's why maybe we couldn't do the entire road, but we have to save some. But when times like this come, and then you are able to do a stimulus package because you have some money set aside, then people will begin to see, yes, we understand why. And when you make it a habit, then people begin to recognize over time that it's prudent to set some money aside. We have to enter into a different kind of politics, and part of that takes education. And we'll continue what we're doing as Freedom Party, but we're going to ramp it up in a big way because we have to turn this country around.
And that is leader of the Dominica Freedom Party, Ken Vital. And this coronavirus has shown us all the importance of family and family bonding, says Jolly's Health Vibe duo Carlton Lando and Jacinta Figandifo. Mr. Lando says that many of us have the fancy clothes and shoes and luxurious cars, and they are of little importance at this present time. He emphasized on the importance of not just family, but family bonding, as these are priceless.
We have fancy clothes in our closets. Many of us could not wear them for a couple of weeks to go anywhere. We have all the brand shoes and stuff. We couldn't go nowhere with them. We have had the fancy cars and curfew. We couldn't drive. We couldn't go anywhere with them. We recognized that all these material things are really not so important. They are to facilitate us and to help us along the way to make us more comfortable, but they can never compensate for time spent with family. When you look at the manifestation of this disease, people are brought to the hospital. They can only stay in the corridor of the hospital, drop their loved one there, and cannot even enter. And they can pick up the loved one only after they have recovered, and if they are lucky to have recovered. Those who have died, and you cannot visit the loved one. You cannot come and pat them. You cannot bring lunch for them. You just know that they're in the hospital. You don't, and sometimes if they don't even have access to a phone, or if they're really in a critical condition where you cannot even see them, it is even tougher. And so when you see these situations, you recognize how important family is, and not just family, but time spent with your family.
And that was the PR of Jolly's Pharmacy, Carlton Lando. Meantime, co-host and pharmacist Ms. Jacinta Figandifo highlighted the importance of keeping in contact with our family and loved ones, because it goes a long way, especially as many persons have passed and gone.
Right now, there is only a certain number of people who can attend funerals.
Mm-hmm.
Many of those people who have died, I'm sure, we may not have been able to visit them, or we always kept postponing. Oh, I'll see them next week.
Yeah.
I'll see them the following week. And time kept building up and accumulating. I'll call them tomorrow. I'll call them next week. And it can happen to me too. I'm not saying that as well. You know, and it says that we should drop what we are doing, if we are able to at the moment, pick up the phone, WhatsApp, so many ways of communicating with people, sending a simple message. I'm just sending this message to say, hello, how you doing? You understand? Because with this pandemic, so many people have died. So many people, you know, are sick with this virus. So those who have passed on, you have this regret, I wish I had gone to visit them.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I had said, I'm sorry. I wish I had mended, you know, this bridge between us.
Mm-hmm.
So now we have the opportunity to really value our friendships, our relationships, whether it is persons right next to us, our immediate family, or extended family, extended loved ones, friends, and so forth. The list goes on.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the pharmacist, Mr. Jacinta Figandifo. And Dominica State College has introduced virtual yoga during this COVID-19 phase. This comes from Director of the Student Activities in the Dominica State College, Mr. Trudy Christian. Ms. Christian says that the idea came to reality in seeking out virtual concepts that students could get involved in, and yoga became manifest.
As the Director of Student Activities, I have been seeking out ways in which to allow the students to still have extracurricular engagement. Of course, I believe strongly that extracurricular activities are a big component of school life. And so one of our concepts was to get virtual sessions that the students could sign into, and the fitness was one of the areas that we wanted to really touch. So I know Leanne, I've heard about her work as a yoga instructor, and I asked her if it would be possible for the students to participate in her online, her virtual yoga classes. The yoga sessions will give the students a chance to maybe try something that they've never tried before, and who knows, some people might even want to continue with yoga beyond this period where she's offering these classes that they can take part in.
And that was the Director of Student Activities in the Dominica State College, Mr. Trudy Christian. And the Dominican-born scientist, agronomist Clayton Schillingford, says that agriculture has always been the central driving force for Dominican economies, not only for its revenue-gaining capacity, but it is essential in feeding the Dominican populace.
Because you cannot get levels of production and productivity in the services in a country if people are not healthy. And then, of course, you have the associated problem that you may have if people are not healthy and they are staying at home. At the best of times, if you have high absenteeism, that doesn't help the driving force of the economy either. So we have then to look at these two aspects which are critical. One aspect is to be able to produce enough of our agricultural products, our food and so on, that we need to consume, and we also have to be able to generate enough productivity that we have the capacity to export volumes as well outside of the country in order to be able to buy with that income that we make from the exports the things that we are not able to produce.
Shinford briefly explained the second aspect of the economy of agriculture.
And the other aspect of the economy of agriculture, the more organized your agriculture is and the more you have planned for high levels of production, the less you have to be spending your financial resources to be importing food from outside. There is another danger there with the importation of food. Our people will and have already become accustomed to going to supermarkets and buying a lot of imported, especially imported canned products. But I am not at all certain that in the area of nutrition that we can be in any sense whatsoever better feeding ourselves and our children on canned products than on fresh food that is produced locally in the country.
And that was the Dominican scientist Clayton Schillingford. And in other news, parties in the second chamber of the Dutch parliament are backing the decision of the kingdom government to provide liquidity support to Aruba, Curaçao and St. Martin, but they are concerned about the ability of the Dutch Caribbean countries to repay the Dutch loans. They all remarked that they found it a good decision to assist the islands, especially during these exceptionally heavy times, not only from moral perspectives but also from a legal perspective. However, the parties are worried about the financial resilience of three countries and questioned to what extent does the government expect that the countries will be able to repay the liquidity support given the fact that before the corona crisis, the countries didn't have sustainable government finances. They specifically wanted to know if the countries would be able to present proposals that contribute to stabilizing the economy during the corona crisis and express concerns about the growing national debt of the Dutch Caribbean countries, especially seeing that they are small islands, developing states, for which the International Monetary Fund advises a maximum debt of 25%. And on the international scene, the world's largest economy sank at an annual rate of 4.8% according to the official figures released on Wednesday, as the US economy suffered its most severe contraction in more than a decade in the first quarter of the year as the country introduced lockdowns to slow the spread of the coronavirus. It marked the first contraction since 2014, ending a record expansion. The pandemic is causing tremendous human and economic hardships across the United States and around the world. The U.S. has tried to cushion the economic blow with nearly $3 trillion in new spending, including direct payments to many families. And that's the morning news. Here's a recap of the headlines. No amount of lies or ridiculing of the parliamentary opposition will change the fact that the needs of the people are clear and that the government needs to provide the people with their finances. In the regional, parties in the second chamber of the Dutch parliament are backing the decision of the kingdom government to provide liquidity support to Aruba, Curaçao and St. Martin, but they are concerned about the ability of the Dutch Caribbean countries to repay their Dutch loans. And on the international scene, the US economy suffered its most severe contraction in more than a decade in the first quarter of the year as the country introduced lockdowns to slow the spread of the coronavirus. The news was brought to you for the very kind compliments of Digicel. I've been your presenter, Hassan Robinson.
Top of the hour news, as it happens, when...